You are listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, coming to you from Island Community Church, along with my associate pastor, Darren Solana. We greet you here today. Happy Friday. Thank God it is Friday. Praise God. Thanks for spending 30 minutes of your Friday with me here, whether it's 6:30 a.m. on WWBC, 7:30 a.m. right here on 91.5 FM, WMIE, 5:30 in the afternoon for the rebroadcast. We're really sliding into the weekend now if you've tuned in at 5:30. Hey, thanks for joining me here today. Let's spend 30 minutes together as we go through the Word of God here together. We're in the book of Revelation. We're getting ready to wrap up Revelation. We're in chapter 19. We're looking here at the destruction of what the Bible is going to call Babylon. And it's a mystery. Is it real Babylon, or is Babylon a code word for something else? More on that as our program unfolds here today. First of all, I invite you guys to church this weekend. Sunday morning at 10:30 is when we meet. The place is Island Community Church. The location is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Again, we meet at 10:30. My sermon this week, we are in Romans. Well, we're in the end of chapter 11 and chapter 12. The Apostle Paul's going to wrap up his instruction on doctrine. And now in chapter 12, it's how to live this out. How can I live out my Christian faith? And it's going to start with, in light of everything that God's done for us, he says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's where we're going to end up here Sunday morning. You are invited. We'd love to see you. This is program 62 in the book of Revelation. These are all available on the podcast. If you go to our podcasting page, it is even on Spotify. If you have a Spotify account, search for WGOD Radio, and you'll find these podcasts uploaded on there. They're on demand on the radio station's on demand page, WMIEFM.com. Or download the app for your phone, WWBC, WMIE, click on the on-demand, click on WGOD, and you'll find all 61 of these programs up there. So I think this is program 62, and we're in Revelation chapter 19. Lord God Almighty, we praise you in the house here today. Lord, we ask for your blessings, for your wisdom and understanding, because without you moving in us, we'll never understand your word. So we ask right now, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would bless us with understanding, wisdom, and insight. Help us to take something home with us today from this text here today. We pray you do a supernatural work in all of us today. In Jesus' name we ask, amen. Okay, we're left off here looking at this destruction of Babylon. He says, in 1 hour, all this is going to happen. So you got to ask yourself, is that literal or is it figurative? I think it's literal. You know, each case is different. You know, when Jesus said the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave will hear his voice and come forth, sometimes we got to figure out whether or not that's just a time period or if it's literal. Now here, like when Jesus says in chapter 3, verse 10, he says, because you kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you out of the hour of trial that's going to come upon the whole world to test those that dwell on the earth. I think that's literal. Maybe I'm wrong. This I know. I need to persevere. This I know, I need to trust in God. This I know, that if I trust in him, that he will give me some of the hidden manna to eat. Now, if we're alive at that time, we know there's Christians alive because we just read right there in chapter 18 where he says, come out from here, my people. Now, let's pick it up here. Chapter 19, Babylon. Who or what is Babylon? My answer to that is Rome, I believe. But now, you see, I wrote this note here 2 years ago on my notes. Since then, you have a president here of the United States that's trying to rebuild a whole new Babylon-type place right there on the coast. See, Babylon is landlocked. That's not on the water. This place has to be on the water. The early church believed, or not believed, they knew it. Babylon was a code word for Rome. Peter wrote this in 1 Peter 5:13. She who was in Babylon, meaning his wife, she who was in Babylon, elect together with you, greets you. And so does Mark, my son. The early church knew Babylon was a code word for Rome. This was written to those people at that time. Maybe that's what that means. Maybe this is going to be maybe it's like Dubai. Maybe it's like this new place, this new conglomerate that Donald Trump wants to build over there, over the ruins of Palestine and the West Bank. I don't know. Time will tell. We've seen a lot of things unfolding to us within these last couple of years, haven't we? We've seen the whole world able to see two dead people at the same time. That's the two witnesses, Revelation chapter 11. That was not possible for 1980 years. Now the whole world can see two dead bodies lying down there in the streets of Jerusalem all at the same time. Unable to happen until now. Revelation chapter 9, the Bible talks about the 200 million man army on the other side of the Euphrates River that will gather together for that great day of that great battle of Armageddon. Unable to happen for 2,000 years, now able to happen as North Korea and China easily boasts an army of 200 million. Now we've got this. Also, no one can buy or sell except he who has the mark. You see how that can play out now as well with this COVID and this COVID vaccine, how you weren't able to buy in some places. You weren't able to sell if you own a business unless if what? You had a vaccine or unless if you had a vaccine card. All I'm saying is that we have seen now all of these things come to place now where all of these things which were impossible before are possible now. Because all of Scripture here is lining up for all this to take place. Now, with that in mind, let's go to Revelation chapter 19 here on this Friday. Pick it up in verse 1. It says, after this, all right, after what? Well, that's after the destruction of Babylon, which will help explain the reaction of what we are about to see. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting out, hallelujah! This is like hitting a grand slam in a baseball game in the bottom of the ninth inning. Oh, man, at the destruction of this place, remember, Babylon is a home. It says, for every foul spirit, every detestable bird. The New Living Translation says it's a nest for filthy buzzards, and a den for all dreadful beasts, and a hideout for every evil demon and every evil spirit. So naturally, when this city burns up, you're going to get the reaction that we get here. After this, I heard what sounded like a roar of a great multitude up in heaven shouting out, hallelujah, praise God. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, for true and just are his judgments. He has condemned the great prostitute, or the King James says the great whore, who has corrupted the earth by her adulteries. He has avenged on her the blood of his servants. Now, this word hallelujah, believe it or not, is only found four times in the New Testament. All here, all four, right here in Revelation chapter 19. Hallelujah means praise God. The go-to place to find that phrase hallelujah is known as the Hallelujah Psalms, Psalm 113 through Psalm 118. Now, in contrast to the funeral dirges of the kings, merchants, and seamen, that's chapter 18, the crowd in heaven sings a great song of praise with a great roar. And you imagine that. Finally, the destruction of this place. Verse 2 again, it says, "For true and righteous are his judgments, because he has judged the great harlot who has corrupted the earth with her fornication," Greek word porne, "and he has avenged on her the blood of his servants shed by her." That's shed by her, shed by this city here. Verse 3, "And again they said, hallelujah, her smoke rises up forever and ever." So I take it that this mystery Babylon, whatever this city is here, is going to be unkind to Christians, first of all. Second of all, notice that there's still Christians around at this time. Remember, Jesus said, "I'm going to keep you out of the hour." He's writing this to Christians. Hello? He's not writing this to unbelievers. He's telling the Christians, those that are going to be alive at this time, he's going to keep them out of the hour of trial that's going to come upon the whole world. So Babylon is unkind to Christians. Babylon's destruction will be final. She will never rise again. The eternally burning fires are reminders of hellfire, a place where Jesus says that the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. This gruesome sight causes rejoicing in heaven because God's name and God's people have finally been vindicated. The people who were judged were those who had lived in total depravity against God, willingly rejecting his offer of salvation. Their sins, as we read in chapter 18, verse 5, it says, "Their sins are piled as high as heaven." Okay, Revelation 19, 4, "And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God who sat on the throne, saying, amen and hallelujah." Wow, we haven't seen these guys in forever, it seems like. And every time we do see them, they're always falling down and praising God. That's what they do. We haven't seen these guys since like chapter 6 or chapter 7. These awesome, I call them God's bodyguards. We haven't seen them since then. And now here we are at the destruction of Babylon. And we're back up getting a glimpse inside the throne room here. "The 24 elders and the four living beings fell down and worshiped God who sat on the throne, saying, amen and hallelujah." Verse 5, "Then a voice came from the throne saying, praise our God, all you his servants, and those who fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigns." There's a verse where our attribute of God comes from, omnipotent. Panta kratos is the Greek word. Panta means all. Kratos means power or might. "The Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready." All right, understand the symbol. We understand the book, right? The marriage supper of the Lamb has come. Who is the Lamb? Well, he expects us to know that. He expects us to know that from other places in the Bible. Remember your basic John the Baptist. John 1:29, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Or the false prophet had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon, right? False prophet. We're going to see in chapter 19, where we're in verse 20, the Bible's explicitly going to call him that as he's thrown into the lake of fire. So we know who the Lamb is. The Lamb is the Son of God. We know who the wife is, right? Well, let's turn here to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25, where the Lord Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now, 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, a cry was heard, behold, the bridegroom is coming, go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. And the wise answered, saying, no, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those that were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterwards, the other virgins also came, saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. But he answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour of in which the Son of Man is coming. The Lord Jesus is the Lamb. His wife is his bride. The bride of Christ is the church where and whom he died for, shed his blood for. The church of Jesus Christ, is the bride of the Lamb. And it says here in this text that the bride has made herself ready. Let me ask you the same question here on this Friday. Have you? If this happens today, here at church, I've been teaching in Romans chapter 11, how it says that God's not going to resume his plan with Israel until the full number of the Gentiles has come in. Is that you? Have you claimed your seat yet in the kingdom? He's not going to resume his plan. Maybe all this that we're looking at here in the book of Revelation at the end of these chapters is all national Israel. God's not done with Israel. He still has a plan for it, but that plan's not going to start until maybe you or your Uncle Harry get saved here. And the last Gentile receives the Lord Jesus Christ. That's Romans chapter 11, verse 25. Look it up. Blindness in part has happened to Israel until the full number of the Gentiles has come in. Maybe all this isn't going to apply to you, Gentile. You got to give God time to work out his and to fulfill his plan with the nation of Israel. And that's not going to happen until the last Gentile takes a seat in the kingdom. Have you done that yet on this Friday? Have you called on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ yet? All who call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now here, let's pick it up here in verse 8. So let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his wife has made herself ready. See, at this point here, this door is going to be shut. This is why the Bible makes such an emphasis of the word today and the word now. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Don't say no to God knocking on the door of your heart here today, inviting you to come into his kingdom. Verse 9, speaking of his bride, to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is. Oh, now look, he's going to tell us what this is. He's going to tell us what the Christian's clothes are. He's going to explain, you know, you see it in movies or you hear about it, walking around, you got those white robes, those Christians. He's going to tell you what that is. To her it was granted, that's the bride of Jesus Christ, the church of Jesus Christ, up in heaven. To her it has been granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. The fine linen is your works. So I'd have to ask the question here today on this Friday, what are you doing today for Jesus Christ? Your clothes are going to depend on it. Look, your thread count of your clothing is going to be is dependent on what you're doing out here for the kingdom here today. The Bible says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, So they each will give an account of the things done in the body, whether good or bad. Then he says, knowing therefore the fear of the Lord, we persuade men. Meaning, knowing that this is true, he's encouraging you here today. What are you doing for the Lord? The fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Your clothing is dependent on what you are doing out here in the kingdom today for the Son of God. The Apostle Paul writes this in Romans chapter 6. He says, for when you were slaves of sin, yet you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you have then in the things which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness, and the end, or the outcome, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. What are you doing here today? What are you doing for the Lord Jesus Christ? Let me encourage you, especially if you find yourself depressed here today, in this January, in this new year. The best way to fight your way out of depression is to go out here and do something for somebody else today. Your clothing is, and I like to say the thread count here of your clothes is dependent on what you're doing out here. Let God use you today. I encourage you to be God's hands and feet out here today. Let him use you to turn this crooked, evil world right side up. The linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Then he said to me, write this down, John. Blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true sayings of God. If you're not called, then obviously you're not invited, because this banquet is by invitation only. If I had a party at my house and if I didn't call you to invite you, then you wouldn't come because you were not invited. Matthew 22 said he's going to toss out all the gate crashers here that weren't called and invited to this. The Bible says, blessed are the called. And yet Jesus says, many are called, but few are chosen. What would you do if God literally called you audibly on your cell phone tonight? What would you do? Some of you, God's been calling for quite some time. What would you do if God was to call your cell phone here? First thing you could do, you could send the call to voicemail, right? I'm busy right now, but I'll call you back at a more convenient time. God calls you, figuratively speaking, the same way. What's the second thing you can do when someone calls you? You can ignore the call. You could hope that the caller will go away and you just ignore it, like a bill collector. Third thing you can do when someone calls you, or if God calls you on your proverbial cell phone, you can block the call. Block the caller. The fourth thing you could do is you can get a new number. But see, you can't do that. See, God's got your number. You can run, but you can't hide. A new number can't help you. God loves you. I'm sorry. I'm happy to tell you that. But you can't change your number with God because he's got your number. Your last possible option when God calls you, he's trying to invite you to this banquet, you see, but you got to respond to the call. The last thing you can do is answer the call, and I encourage you to do that. When God calls, you got to answer, and then he's going to say to you, you know what he says when you answer his call? He says this. He says, meet me at the cross. And that's where you meet God, at the cross. You come face to face with the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for your sins. I encourage you, go to the cross, answer the call. That's where you come face to face with the Son of God. And it's there is where you say, yes, Lord, I believe. I believe you are the Son of God. I receive you today as my Lord and Savior. I pray you'd write my name in the book of life. I pray you would forgive me of all of these sins I've committed. And I pray that you would invite me to this marriage supper, this wedding feast up in heaven. Deliver me from this every evil spirit and foul demon. Write my name in the book of life. I receive you today as my Lord and Savior. That's all you have to do. It's the simplicity that's in Christ. call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we're out of time here today. We'll pick it up here on Monday, probably, in our next study here in the book of Revelation. We'll wrap up chapter 19. We'll pick it up with one of my favorite verses. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. It's all about him. Everything. It's all about the Son of God. I encourage you, receive him today. Accept and receive his invitation for the marriage supper of the Lamb. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.